Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Marcia Wetzel. Over 100 years before Illinois became a state in 1818, a thriving French colony existed on the banks of the Mississippi River. The French Canadian voyageurs were the first explorers trading with the Indians in the fur trade. Louis Joliet and Père-Jacques Marquette journeyed down the Mississippi River to the Arkansas River in 1673. Cahokia was founded in 1699 as a seminarian mission and Kaskaskia in 1703 as a Jesuit mission. Both were established as fur trading posts in the Illinois country. In 1717, the Illinois country officially became part of the Louisiana colony. In 1717, civil government was established with the building of the first Fort Deschartres. There would be three Fort Deschartres, with the third built in 1753. By 1720, the two villages included habitants in addition to the fur traders and missionaries. The habitants employed agricultural land usage that was used in medieval France. Wheat, the principal crop, was sent by bateau down the Mississippi River to New Orleans. Bread was the primary food source for the French colonists. This was the beginning of grain shipments on the Mississippi, which is to this day an important economy for the Midwest. In 1763, at the conclusion of the French and Indian War, the Treaty of Paris ceded all land east of the Mississippi River to England. The Illinois country became a British possession. Kaskaskia, then part of the United States, became the first capital of the new state of Illinois in 1818. Its population was around 1,000. The Henry Farnham Dinner will celebrate the Illinois Bicentennial on March 9th with a program entitled Illinois 300, French Missisquoi Relations and Kaskaskia 100 Years Before Illinois Statehood. Program presenters are Dr. Carl Eckberg, an expert on the French in colonial Illinois, and Beth Carvey, retired curator of the Hauberg Indian Museum at Black Hawk Historic Site. Registration is available at riveraction.org. We encourage you to please join us and hear the rest of the story.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.